You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps. As part of WPSU's radio, TV, and web project, The Vietnam War, Telling the Pennsylvania Story, we're bringing you oral history interviews with Vietnam veterans. Today, John McMillan talks with Fred Brown about his time in the Vietnam War.
I was forced to enlist. I went to college for a couple years after high school, and then draft was facing me down, and I would go back and forth to talk to the secretary of the draft board and the Army recruiter as to how I might spend the least amount of time in the Army, because I was opposed to the war, but felt an obligation as a citizen to go when you're called, and in the end decided to be drafted because it was only 2 years.
And so you went through boot camp and AIT like every other Army person.
Right.
And let's start with your tour of duty.
I got to Vietnam just as Kent State had happened. I was, as I said, opposed to the war, and I was very vocal about it from the time, from day one. And it was only a point of contention a couple times.
I know that from our conversations in the past, there were things that happened there that were very, very disturbing to you, and even yet today.
Our crew was called out by a Snoopy. A Snoopy was a high-flying aircraft that had heat-seeking devices that would know that there was movement. And so our platoon was called out to go on this mission to find out what had been detected. And it turned out that it was in a free-fire zone, and a free-fire zone was an area that had already been designated that if anything was there, human or animal, that was to be killed. So that day there were 40-some-odd women and children collecting firewood, and when our platoon arrived, it was understood what the situation was. But since they had the license to kill, they did, and they killed 40-some women and children that day. And then called the Air Force to do a napalm strike after that to basically cover things up. This is never settled with me because I had just learned to really trust all of these people, and at that point I wasn't so sure what kind of people I was around. That mental image of people that were close to me doing these things has embedded itself. It's always in the back of my mind that I'm not so sure who I can trust, and it keeps me isolated.
Fred Brown talks with John McMillan. In connection with WPSU's Vietnam Project, a traveling version of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall is coming to State College. The installation at Innovation Park will be free and open to the public from October 5th through 8th. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.